Good morning, Dale.
Part of the news and dish out of Nashville is shooting down rumors, and you have one we're going to shoot down today.
Nicole Kidman shot it down yesterday, that rumor that she and Keith bought a $39 million Manhattan townhome once owned by Michael Jackson. Nicole said, Nashville is a good town for us, and we're not leaving.
You know what I always tell people about the two coasts, and it's the same for Nashville as it is for Kansas City. $39 million goes a lot farther here in the middle of the country.
A lot farther, yes. Cole Swindell started writing in college after meeting Luke Bryan, who played on his campus once. After that, Cole sent him an email that he wanted to be a songwriter, and the advice Luke gave was, live your life and you'll have all the songs you need. Cole's first job when he got to Nashville, selling t-shirts at Luke's shows.
I have lived a very colorful life, but I can't write a song. I keep trying to get somebody who does write to like look at my entire life, because I've got like 15, 20 albums in there.
I was thinking 30, yeah. Probably. Thomas Rhett says when it comes to splurging, it always involves a vacation. He's also grateful for his success and says, I go on stage and entertain people, but I think there's a way bigger calling and reason I'm in the place I am.
Thomas is going to be here on July 14th with Kenny Chesney at Arrowhead Stadium.
Oh, that's going to be a great show. Tonight on ABC, Darius Rucker performs on the Wonderful World of Disney Magical Holiday Celebration. And finally, Old Dominion perform on Live with Kelly and Ryan today. I'm Nashville Kat, back tomorrow with more news and dish for KF Country.